A musical adventure. New artists, new musicians, and everyone involved in the world of music. Live from Music City, Nashville, Tennessee, this is J-Rod Concerts, the podcast, with your host, Jamie Rodriguez. Let's find out what we have this episode.
Don't know much about history, don't know much biology, but I do know that I love you. Man, Sam Cooke was amazing, right? I mean, even today, that song and that discography is amazing. Bananas. But yeah, welcome to J-Rod Concerts, the podcast, guys. I'm your host, this and every episode, Jamie Rodriguez. Thank you all for your incredible support. So many new listeners. Welcome aboard, guys. You can find out more about us at jrodconcertsmedia.com, but we are a big, big family, and we are honored to have you on. And guys, you know, if you're new to the show, you know, we are very proud and we really cherish our relationship with the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in Cleveland, Ohio. They are just incredible people. They've become like family, and we love them. And lucky for us, they have started to really partner up here with the Ryman Auditorium, the historical mother church of country music here in Nashville, Tennessee. Last year, we may remember that they opened a little exhibit in the Ryman, a rock and roll exhibit, which is great. And they also designated the site as a rock and roll landmark, which was fantastic. And yeah, guys, but we have today a friend of the show, Jason Hanley, incredible Vice President of Education and Visitor Engagement at the Rock Hall. And he is going to talk to us about a new series of concerts that takes place, that the first edition is going to take place this week, called Rock the Ryman, which is, I think it's going to be a long tradition. I think it's going to be an annual thing. It's meant to showcase the many connections between rock and roll and country music. Tickets are available now at ryman.com. It's March 1st. The Ryman Auditorium in Nashville. So if you're around or if you can come, make sure you come. There's going to be an incredible lineup. Friends of our show, The War on Treaty. The incredible Caitlin Smith is going to be there. Who else am I missing? Man, Gavin DeGraw, Matty Ente, Charlie Worsham is going to host the event and perform. It's just going to be absolutely fantastic. So people are going to perform rock and roll songs that have influenced them, and it's going to be a party. So honored to, we'll be there to cover it. But yeah, we wanted to talk to Jason Hanley about it, preview the event. So make sure to check out tickets at ryman.com. Proceeds from the event are going to help preserve and celebrate the history of rock and roll at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and Museum and Ryman Auditorium. So welcome to the show. This is Jason Hanley on J-Rod Concerts, the podcast.
Jason Hanley. There he is.
All right. There's the man. Hey, Jamie.
The coolest man in Cleveland, Ohio. I tell you, this is how you start a weekend with Jason Hanley, Vice President of Education, Visitor Engagement of the Rock Hall. Just hanging out.
That's it. Getting ready to rock and roll.
Exactly. Well, I see what you did there. And absolutely.
Thank you very much.
I'm sure that's been on your head for like a few months, right?
Been saving it up.
Right. unbelievable, Jason. So I mean, look, and by the way, I have to blame you, Jason, because you know, two of my favorite things in the world, which is Nashville, that is now my home, and now Cleveland, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and you guys are bringing it together. Like, my mom, my sister, my nephews, they're like, you never come home anymore. I'm going to blame it on you guys.
That's right, because there's always so many great things to do, whether you're here in Cleveland, which I know you visited the museum many times. It's an awesome place. And now we're so excited that the Rock Hall, you know, is making these connections down in Nashville and tying into some of our country roots, which has, you know, been part of our last couple inductions, too, between Dolly and then Willie Nelson on the ballot this year.
So great, Jason. Yeah, we love Ohio. Giant Eagle, Bob Evans, Handel's
Ice Cream. Oh, you know all the Ohio things.
I love all the Ohio things, including
Skyline
Jason.
Chili. But yes,
yeah, oh, Skyline Chili, absolutely. But yeah, Jason, I mean, you brought it up. I mean, you know, next week, so we're going to publish this tomorrow. But great. Next week, on March 1st, an unbelievable show is taking place here at the Mother Church at the Ryman called Rock the Ryman, which is, you know, why don't you tell us a little bit, like the big picture, what it is, Jason, and then we'll get a little bit into the weeds.
Yeah, Rock the Ryman is a really cool event because over the last year, we really made some new connections with the historic Ryman Auditorium, right? I mean, it's the mother church of country music, one of the most historic venues. And over the years, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, we've done landmarks at different locations around the country. The Surf Ballroom, you know, in Iowa, which was the last place that Buddy Holly and Richie Valens and Big Bopper played. The Whiskey A Go-Go out in L.A. And we are put a landmark this past year at the Ryman Auditorium, recognizing it as one of these key places. And now we even have a small exhibit there. So if you go to tour the Ryman, you can actually see a Rock and Roll Hall of Fame exhibit. But for us, the real cool piece of this collaboration was thinking about, yes, country music is a root of rock and roll. But then over the years, you get ways in which rock and roll and country weave back in and forth out of each other. You know, whether it's Willie Nelson and Waylon Jennings kind of getting re-inspired by rock and roll and creating outlaw country, or it's rock musicians like the Eagles and others getting inspired by country sounds, or the Birds, you know, to create these new kind of rock country sounds, or even today's artists. You think about how many artists coming out of Nashville and out of country music are really mixing anything from rock and roll to hip hop to pop music and country. So you're getting this confluence of all that. This is why we're doing this great collaboration with the Ryman as a way to connect to the music city that is Nashville, but also to bring that and connect it up here to Cleveland, which is another great music city too.
Absolutely. You know, and even Americana music, Jason, right? Wouldn't you agree? I think that some of Americana music now, like Brandi Carlile, you know, it sounds like 1970, you know, early 70s, like, you know, the Eagles, Linda Ronstadt, all that things that you have in that great exhibit, it's rock and roll in a way.
Totally, absolutely, right? And Brandi Carlile is a great example, right? I mean, she's just got such an amazing voice. And even though she's centered in country music, you see so much of that sound that's coming out and connecting to rock and roll, even all the way back to like Everly Brothers sounds and all the way up to modern stuff today. And that line is just very blurred. You know, you can be as influenced by Dolly Parton and Waylon Jennings and, you know, the early Jimmy Rogers stuff as you can be by the Eagles and, you know, AC/DC and whoever else it might be, right?
Yep, totally, Jason. And by the way, I tried to surprise you. And I almost pulled it through, but it fell through. But Michael Trotter of the Warren Treaty was going to join us.
No way.
Yeah, I know. Like, yeah, he's a good friend of the show, him and Tanya. And like an hour ago, he said, I can't do it. I'm like, oh. but he is another great example. And he's going to be part of this incredible lineup that you've put together, which also includes some great, you know, artists of all ranges, like Caitlin Smith, Little Big Town, Cadillac 3, Gavin DeGraw. I know I'm forgetting some. Maddie and Tay.
Charlie Worsham. Mm-hmm. It's a great bill, and we're really excited. You know, Warren Treaty is a great example. They are just such a killer band. You know, when they play live, they've just got an incredible sound, and they're pulling elements of everything from soul music to R&B to country to, you know, all these different elements really come together. And that's even when, you know, we were, I was talking to Charlie Worsham, who's also not only playing the show, but he's serving as our musical director, helping with the house band. And it's just been so exciting to talk to each of these artists about who they're going to cover. Because the concept of this show at the Ryman is that each of these artists, Nashville-based artists, are going to come into the Ryman and play music by Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductees. So, you know, picture one of these artists up on the stage performing the music of Elton John, of ZZ Top, you know, of whoever it might be, Ray Charles. And you're going to get this really great way of thinking about the fabric of music. And they're going to do arrangements that, you know, touch on the original songs, but they're also going to add their own flavor to it. And I really can't wait to see some of these come out. We had rehearsals down in Nashville. I'll let your audience know here. And they were really great. So far, so good. I'm excited to hear where we end up on the evening of March 1st.
It's going to be great, Jason. Did you put the show together, right? You produced the show?
Yeah, right. Got to serve as the kind of executive producer for the show.
How was that? How was that experience, Jason?
It was a lot of fun. I you know, for me, working here at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, you know, teaching about music, as I've talked about on your show before, what we do here in the museum and online, but also the idea that you get to work with musicians of this caliber that we have on this show, like someone like a Little Big Town or, you know, again, Gavin DeGraw, and get to work with them and say to them, because we went out and said, what songs do you want to do? Who do you want to cover? You know, what Rock Hall artist? So it was cool seeing all the songs they were picking coming back. And I was wondering, like, was I going to have to tell somebody no because two people were going to pick the same song? But of course, with so many Rock Hall inductees and so many great songs, we got nobody picked the same stuff. And then it was fun getting to work with Charlie Worsham on how to arrange these and put it together. There's some good friends of ours from Nashville, a good friend of mine, Chris Lutzinger, a great guitar player who's played in many Rock Hall events and on a million albums you've heard over the years, is going to be in the house band. So even the house band itself, it's just got a lot of great players that are going to be worth coming out to see play.
So cool, Jason. How was the just the reception when you first started, you know, sending out emails to management, to publicists, to teams saying, hey, this is the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in your city. And like, you know, like what was the reaction? Because it's kind of like a new, you know, it's a new chapter in Nashville. It's exciting to have a rock hall in Nashville. How was the reception, you know, of you reaching out to everybody?
It was fantastic. And I'll tell you, it was a little bit like I was going out offering people Reese's peanut butter cups. I was like, hey, we got chocolate and peanut butter mixed together, right? We've got country and rock and roll and two historic institutions, right? I mean, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and the Ryman Auditorium. And, you know, so it was a great example for me. And, you know, you and I even talked in the past about like with Dolly getting inducted last year. Is she country? Is she rock and roll? Does she belong? But we said for musicians, those boundaries aren't as you know, defined. They cross that and they think of it. So when these artists got contacted and we started talking to them, they're like, hell yeah, I'm excited to do some rock and roll. I'm going to pick some really fun stuff and we're going to do it our way, but we're going to honor those, you know, original artists, those inductees. And the fact that we get to do it at the Ryman is just unbelievable. I mean, you know, I keep pinching myself because I think for as many Rock and Roll Hall of Fame events that I've been involved in, you know, now somewhere on that resume, I'm going to get to say, help produce a show at the Ryman Auditorium.
Oh, yeah. Actually, in 5 years, I think you're going to say, help produce the now iconic Rock the Ryman concert series.
I like
that's what's going to happen,
Jason.
No, that's what's going to happen. Like, trust me, like, I know that by year. On Thursday, people are going to wake up and be like, what just happened at the Ryman this week? It's going to be amazing. Congratulations, Jason.
Yeah, thank you. And we've got a great team of people who have been working on this, folks down in Nashville, people at the Ryman and other folks we're working with, folks here at the Rock Hall. And it's just great. It's been an event that everybody's been excited about because we all want to see it. You know, this is one of those times where you're putting together a show and I'm personally excited to see, you know, what ends up on the stage then.
Well, let me leave you with this, Jason, and get your weekend started. What's your favorite Ryman memory? If you've seen a show here or just reading about it in your PhD studies or, you know, what comes to your head?
I will give a shout out to a good friend of mine from Nashville, Jed Hilly, and the great Americana Music Fest that's down there. And I went, I'm forgetting how long ago, it may have been about 10 years ago, went to one of the Americana Music Fest kickoff shows at the Ryman. And it was when Alison Krauss and Robert Plant had put out an album and they came and performed that night on stage. The great Buddy Miller was the house band over there that night. I think it might have even been Rodney Crowell and some others on stage. And to see a kind of classic review show of Americana music at the Ryman. And I was sitting right in the pews in the front couple rows. I got a good set of tickets for that. It was awesome. And the sound at the Ryman is just fantastic. That the way the sound reverberates in that theater is just something special. And when you get to hear great musicians come out on that historic stage, they put their heart and soul into it because they know it, they want it to be a great night. So that night for me was a lot of fun. And I've been to the Ryman a bunch of times, but that one really stands out. I did just see this past year I went back and saw Bonnie Raitt play at the Ryman, and that was
That's right.
fantastic show too.
Yeah, there is some magic there for sure. Well, Jason, thank you. Rock the Ryman. It is the first, March 1st, 2023. Tickets still available at Ryman.com. Don't miss it, guys, especially the Nashville audience. This is one of those things that people are going to like get back to me later in the week and be like, how did we miss this? So don't eat that person. Don't miss it. Thank you, Jason, for putting it together. I know the hard work behind the scenes, the emails, the calls, all that stuff. And so I appreciate that.
Yeah, thank you, Jamie. Can't wait to see you down there, man.
Absolutely. Take care, Jason.
You have been listening to J-Rod Concerts, the podcast. Thank you for tuning in.